You are listening to the Whistler Plumbing and Air Podcast, and I'm talking to James Whistler today. James, let's talk about the winter. I can't believe that we're already talking about winter, but how do we prevent plumbing failure? And I think our listeners may also want to know, what does plumbing failure look like? So maybe both of those things.
Plumbing failure is not fun. Yeah. You know, we depend on our toilets, our showers, our kitchen sinks, you know, our laundry. We depend on them so much. They're such a big part of our day. And when they fail or don't work, we really take them for granted, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And, you know, so, you know, that's one thing, is they stop working and they cause havoc on our day. But even probably more catastrophic than that is if plumbing in your home, if it ruptures or it breaks, that can cause water damage. And, you know, that is never fun. Water will damage pretty much anything it touches. Your home is generally made out of wood and paper and that kind of thing. And, you know, that water damage can lead to mold and some very serious things. So, you know, just preparing for the winter coming up is so important. You know, just a couple of the very common things, probably what we see more common than anything else, is people's outside hose connections freeze and bust. We in the spring, we fix so many of these to where, you know, generally what happens is people leave their hoses hooked up to their hose bibs. And because their hose is hooked up, there's water there and it freezes and it bursts the hose bib. And so definitely disconnect your hose. A common thing that can happen is you can go around and disconnect your hose, but then, you know, you use it. Maybe, you know, sometimes in our area we have some mild winter days and you might, you know, get a warmer day and you go wash your car and you leave it hooked up. Well, 2 days later there's freezing temperatures and you forget to unhook that hose. So just try to be diligent throughout the winter, you know, to keep those hoses unhooked, because it can definitely cause major damage. Another thing is if you just have a hose bib, you need to find the shutoff valve for it and cut it off. Whereas if you have a frost-free wall hydrant, you can just disconnect the hose generally. Another thing is that if you have outside plumbing, so sometimes people have outside kitchens or an outside shower, they can have docks down at the lake that have fresh water on them. You know, those things need to be winterized, and they need to be winterized properly. Just turning the water off to them is not good enough. You know, that can cause, you know, a pipe to bust because it has not been drained or used air to blow out the water that's in the faucet. Or sometimes people have, you know, ice makers or refrigerators or things like that that are on the outside patio. Those need to be blown out so that they don't freeze. And then, you know, this one's that kind of gets skipped over. If we do have a very cold spell, like a week of really cold below freezing and wind, it's very common for crawl spaces. You know, all the plumbing inside the crawl space just gets frozen solid. So the thing, how you solve that is just making sure the crawl space door is shut, the crawl space vents are shut as the winter comes, and, you know, then the heat from your house will be able to keep that in space conditioned enough to where it won't freeze your plumbing. Another item that we run into regularly is sometimes in the more rural communities, we will have well heads or well houses or well pits that, you know, maybe the insulation, you know, has gotten wet or hasn't been maintained or got taken out, you know, during the summer while maybe some maintenance was being done, and that needs to be checked. So making sure that, you know, you have your insulation around your well head in a secure fashion is important too.
You mentioning the boat docks earlier make me think of people that have lake houses in your area and just how important it can be to winterize those houses as well. Do you offer any sort of surface where you can go out even if they're not at their house and winterize those outside areas?
Absolutely. We do that a few times. It's not a huge thing. A lot of times the homes here on the lake, they'll just turn the heat down to maybe 60 degrees or something, you know, something pretty low. And still leave that as a conditioned space. But, you know, making sure that the heating and air is working properly so they, you know, they don't have to winterize that place is very important. But we do offer a winterization service, and it's just a call away to get that done.
All right, and the number to call for that and any other service from Whistler Plumbing and Air is 540-483-9382.